And what would you put the horse in? What would you call those straps and reins and
stuff? The harness. Put the harness on the horse.
Did your family ever do much plowing?
My father's family plowed, yes, and our family farmed a lot.
And what do they call the things that they guide the horse with, the straps?
Plow lines. Ropes. Made of rope, plow lines.
If you're riding a horse, you're riding horseback, what do you hold then?
You hold the reins, the bridle, the reins.
What do you put your feet on, or put your feet in when you're riding horseback?
The stirrups on the saddle.
Well, when they plowed with two horses, what was the one that walked in the furrow or walked on the rail?
I don't know about that.
You don't remember?
Yeah, he was the lead.
Let's say that something's a little bit out of your reach, or it's not near at hand. You'd say that it's what?
Far away. It's too far.
If it wasn't too far away, what would you say?
It would be nearby.
Well, let's say a little boy is pretty spoiled. He gets in trouble a good bit. And you'd say that when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. What?
Later on.
And if you were saying that he will probably have trouble when he grows up, you would say that he'll what? He'll have trouble about something like likely or not, likely as not, or anything like that. I don't think I'm explaining this too well. If you thought that something was going to happen.
You see, you probably have
trouble
later on.
Would you ever say like as not?
Wouldn't be a probability.
What about the trenches that a plow would cut?
That's the furrows. The plow furrows.
And if you had to get rid of all the brush and trees on some land before you could plow it, what would you say you're going to do?
You say you was clearing a new ground.
Did you ever have a name for the second cutting of some of clover or grass? The second time you cut it down?
No, I don't know what I did.
What would you call the old dry dead grass?
Hay.